Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning
night. Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's from the Innocent Age album. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to check out the video. We've got a whole series of videos up there that you can watch and find something we got. And we put up a new one, put a new video up every week. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including what Joe Knight has helped us understand over the last several years. He's been a member of our brain trust. Go back and listen to some of the things that he's talked about with us. I think you'll find them very interesting. Joe Knight is the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. He's an entrepreneur himself, a great writer, speaker. Joe, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about project management. In the previous segment, you were talking to us about how your approach to project management is more incremental. Regardless of how much you have to spend in the beginning to ramp up, you really focus on the progress of the project based on what's been accomplished, the work that's been done and what you've accomplished, which I think is obviously a lot smarter. And it would seem to me that would help you to maintain proper cash flow and then therefore have a better banking relationship. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the second leg for if you're a small business and you're doing a lot of projects. Is first, you need to make sure you understand where you really are in a project in terms of the work complete. And then second, and just as critical, and you know, Jim, I'm always on this, you have to understand your cash flow on your project.
Oh, yeah.
Bankers are very nervous about financing a small business that has partially completed project as part of their business. And so,
like a construction project would be a classic example.
It's a classic example.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you get enough down from your customer, from whoever you're building or working with, to keep cash positive and have milestone payments as you go along the way. And then you need to have a record of executing, completing projects profitably before you can even talk to a bank in this kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you get tempted to take, as a small business owner, to take projects when you're trying to, you know, sometimes I call them keep the doors open projects or jobs to keep things going, where you're not properly paid on the front and you're not getting the cash flow you need. And then you find when you go to get financing on that project, the banks don't like financing a partially completed project. And so you get yourself into a lot of trouble. So understanding cash flow on a project, projecting it, measuring it, and making sure as you negotiate a project with a customer that you can stay cash positive throughout the project is critical for survival. The first thing that puts a contractor or a project-based company out of business is when they get a lot of work without enough funding up front and they start putting out their own capital.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, they get in a little bit of trouble. They get a little bit behind. And guess what? In project management, in large projects, you're going to end up there sometime.
Or you enter into the project without having it clearly understood, and maybe in the contract, how funding will be released.
Yeah,
how money will be released. What performance? What are specific performance triggers that will release funds? And
that's absolutely true.
You've got to have that, and here's the other thing, Joe. You've got to do business with people who you believe will perform on that.
That's another issue. How does the customer pay? I know I work with some large companies in this crisis. I won't name anybody specifically, but I've worked with large companies in my training business that went to a 120 days term in the crisis, and you know, large multinational companies saying, you know, we're the big boy and we want to manage our cash. So we used to be 75, we're going to 120.
Right. And what are you going to do? And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, and if you're a small business and you've got a big project with that customer, that could be the end of your business.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure you have solid terms and it's in the agreement, making sure that you have milestone payments as you do the work is critical to cash flowing a project as a small business owner.
Also, you have to, in my opinion, you have to make your banker your partner in this transaction. Because even when things get a little dicey and maybe they're not going to go as well as you think, you got to keep your banker informed, Joe, because as I've said for many years, an uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
That's a great point, Jim. One of the fundamental things I do in my manufacturing company is every Friday we project our cash flow out 60 to 90 days.
Yep.
And the banker can get that information on request. Now, part of why we're able to do that is because we have set contracts on our projects we work on, and we know when we get paid milestone-wise.
Right.
And we track our costs weekly as well as our labor weekly, so we can keep track of where we are in progress on our projects.
And if you give your banker this timeline and your projected metrics, if somehow something doesn't get delivered, or something got broke, there was an issue, or that reasonable people disagreed on, then you go back to your banker and say, hey, Bob or Sue, in July, you'll see that we had projected that we wouldn't need any money from you, but that whole payment got moved to August. I am going to need you to move the August payment back to July. And if they've been tracking your whole system all this time, they're just going to do it.
That's exactly right. And if you haven't been keeping them in the know, they're not.
No.
And believe me, it used to be you get a little flexibility from bankers. The last 2 or 3 years, you don't get that anymore.
Yeah.
They will let you go out of business.
You got to be a pro at this, folks. If you're going to do project management, if you're going to do incremental funding, if you're going to work with customers at this level, which more and more small business owners are, you got to be a pro at this. You got to have your cornflakes together. And one of the ways to do that is to find out what Joe Knight is working on. Joe, give us a website, please. Tell us how they can find out what you're doing on this.
Yeah, the business-literacy.com is our training website, Jim. And we've got a new book coming out called Project Management for Profit.
Which we're going to talk about a little bit more after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.